synopsis with a couple notes. I'll add the same disclaimer as Linda did. I have fairly minimal linguistic training other than in the Hawaiian language situation. And this presentation has less to do with documentation than how we have taken what we've learned about Hawaiian language, culture, and educational practice and applied it in the classroom. And I forget what my third point was. Well, generally, I tend to be very extemporaneous with presentations, if those of you were in my technology one the other day noticed. But for this, I've written a paper, and I'm going to try to stick to the script as best I can because of the number of details. And I'm going to begin with a bit of an anecdote. My colleague Keiki Kawaiʻaiʻo was the founding teacher at the Kulakeakuni o Paʻia, a Hawaiian language immersion elementary school in Paʻia on the north shore of the island of Maui. From its inception until today, the Kulakeakuni o Paʻia has operated in a school within a school environment where immersion students and English medium students share facilities and office staff. Keiki recalled a day in the late 1980s when a parent of a prospective student arrived at the school and went to the office to speak with the office staff and expressed her interest in having her child enroll in the immersion school, to which the clerk replied, why would you want to enroll your child in that program? All they do is sing and dance hula all day. To Keiki, that reflected a lack of respect for the rigor and the cultural practices of the school, and it also reflected a lack of appreciation and understanding of the value of music in the classroom. So in this paper, I'm going to examine the use of music at the Puna Naleo Ohilo, a Hawaiian language medium preschool located in Kiaʻau on East Hawaii Island. And for those of you traveling to Hilo, you will actually visit that school site. It is part of the Navajo Kalani Pupu campus. This is derived from interviews with the kahu, the director, teacher, as well as observation at the school, and also my personal experiences from my time as a teacher's assistant at the Puna Naleo o Maui on the island of Maui. Generally, I prefix these type of presentations with a detailed description of the social political context which led to the decline of the use of the Hawaiian language, but I'll eschew that for the moment. Other than to say that the use of Hawaiian did decline precipitously throughout the 20th century until the Hawaiian, what we refer to as the Hawaiian Renaissance, cultural renaissance in the 1960s and early 70s, which became a full-fledged revitalization movement for the language in the 1980s. So the Ahapuna Naleo was formed in 1983 by a group of Hawaiian language educators in an attempt to reverse the decline of the language. Their first preschool was opened in Kekaha on the island of Kauai in 1983, and subsequently schools also established on the islands of Hawaii, Maui, Oahu, and Molokai. What isn't really known is that as a condition of entering into the United States, the Hawaiian language was outlawed as a medium of education in 1896, and at the time that these schools were beginning, that law still stood on the books, so they were operated in defiance of state law, which made education through Hawaiian illegal, and that law was not repealed until 2 years after the founding of these schools. Ahapuna Naleo now operates 11 Hawaiian medium preschools on these islands. Hawaiian is used exclusively by the staff, teachers, and students within the school in an immersion environment. The preschools operated by the Ahapuna Naleo utilize music extensively and systematically in the classroom. Students learn traditional songs which praise places, chiefs, and other important aspects of Hawaiian life. And they also use contemporary mele, which were written explicitly for the schools and which are an integral part of the curriculum. And I'll now talk about ways in which music is used at the Puna Naleo Ohilo. Sorry, I ran through these slides quickly without clicking, I'm so sorry. Early morning visitor to the Puna Naleo Ohilo is greeted by the sounds of children playing, their conversations with each other and staff in Hawaiian, and Hawaiian music playing on a tape recorder set up in a corner of the main classroom. On the walls are laminated pictures of a variety of objects with strong Hawaiian cultural identification, and these include drawings of a number of traditional and introduced Hawaiian instruments. There are also drawings of the ubiquitous but introduced ukulele, and there are also instruments themselves, as seen in the lower right-hand corner here, of the ukulele, a poo, or a helmet shell trumpet, stamping tubes, and other instruments. On the day that I arrived at Punanaleo Hilo, music was being played from a tape, which was explicitly recorded for use in the classroom. At approximately 8:15, the music is turned off and children prepare for their breakfast, and this is one of the very few times during the day in which music is not heard. After this, the breakfast, the students return to the classroom for what is referred to as Lina Poi Poi, in which they gather in a circle around their teacher and begin active instruction. Immediately after breakfast, they begin with the performance of a song entitled Hei Mai Ka Iau, or I Eat Well, which reinforces the strong emphasis on proper nutrition and exercise that the school fosters. Upon the completion of the first Lina Poi Poi session, students gather outside for the first piko ceremony of the day. And for those of you going to Hilo next week, you will experience a variation of this gathering of the students and exchange of protocol and the extensive use of music. The poo sounds to begin the protocol portion, and the students begin the performance of Uau Hawaii, a late 20th century composition, but which was written in a through-composed style characteristic of an older form we know as Hula Ala Apapa. The two long paragraphs of this melody are comprised of 16 lines of highly stylized Hawaiian poetry, which express pride in education, learning, and of Hawaii being a place where education is valued. The portion of the piko gathering include performance of also of two Christian hymns, as well as short speeches by the teachers, which add focus and gain the attention of the students for their continuing learning in that environment. A song used in the second Lina Poi Poi session teaches the names of the moon as seen each night and their subdivision designated by each name. This is taught in a spoken chant style with the kumu and students seated and slapping their legs in rhythmic accompaniment to their counting, the number of beats corresponding to the number of nights for each particular subdivision of the lunar cycle. Lunch follows the second Lina Poi Poi of the day, after which the students take a nap. And generally during this time, the teachers play soft, pre-recorded instrumental music to encourage the students to be a bit less active. However, on the day of my visit, they did have vocal music being performed, but it was very soft and gentle, lacking any kind of hard percussive instrument or sounds. During the day, the only times in which music was not heard or performed was during breakfast, lunch, and during the students' walk into the large garden, which makes up much of the Navajo school complex. There were some instrumental times where music was not used, however, they're greatly outnumbered by the times in which students is actively used in instruction. So in pre-literate Hawaiian society, much traditional knowledge, the stories, genealogies, and traditions of the people were transmitted from one generation to the next through the mele, through Hawaiian poetry. These mele include numerous structural devices which are both aesthetically pleasing as well as functional in nature. They assist in the memorization of long passages and the retention of knowledge. Mele were performed in a variety of chant styles which predate the arrival of missionaries and their himeni and later Western forms. The practices implemented at the Punanaleo represent a innovative and successful use of music as pedagogy. They are an adaptation of traditional Hawaiian educational practice, the use of mele and musical performance in the transmission of knowledge to a contemporary setting. It's notable that each teacher at the Punanaleo o Hilo can perform ukulele at least a satisfactory level, and some are quite skilled in its performance and able to play sophisticated strumming patterns and chord voicings. All teachers also vocalize chants and sing during musical performance, and they actually take turns in leading performance. Teachers who were certified through Kahakuʻula o ke Alekolani's Kahua Waiola Indigenous Teacher Education Program receive extensive training in chant, hula, as well as modern musical styles and their use within the classroom. So I put in an Ohino, students are not taught music for the sake of learning music. Music is the vehicle by which knowledge and context are imparted. Essential language skills, including vocabulary, grammar, and context, are learned through mele, which also contain culturally relevant and practical lessons in history, geography, mathematics, sciences, and genealogy. And I'll cite three specific examples of the use of mele as I observed at the school. The first, and this is a book which was published by the Ahapuna Maleo many years ago, which contained the text and recordings of these songs. So the first line of this song the first example is the use of Naia Onoe, which was performed during the first Nina Poi Poi session, and it was one of many of the songs included in this book, Pai Kaleo. The first line of each verse contains the name and description of a type of fish which are staples of the Hawaiian diet. The second line of each verse is identical and praises the delicious taste of the fish. Each of the two phrases in the first line is known as a pepeke aike he, a common noun phrase in Hawaiian, and the second is a common verb phrase. The repetition of the noun phrase, the replacement of the fish type and its physical characteristics, assists in the acquisition of this particular grammatical pattern and structure. The teachers also perform hand and leg movements symbolic of the physical characteristics and the movements of these fish. Further reinforcing the lesson. The second example I'll note is the song Kukukumu, in which students express their appreciation for the support, encouragement, and lessons imparted to them by their kumu or their instructors. The word kumu has many meanings in Hawaiian, including teacher, tree, source, reason, base, and foundation. The word la'ala also has multiple meanings, including branch, and as being the member of a society or an organization. Students know kumu as teacher and address the teachers using this term. They also learn early on the meaning of kumu as tree and la'ala as branch, and are thus exposed to the use of metaphor and multiple meanings that are characteristic of Hawaiian poetry. The second line of the song features a sophisticated arrangement of a common pepeke nono'a pattern, where personal pronouns such as o or I or me are moved in front of the verb phrase, which is its normal placement after a verbal phrase in conversational Hawaiian. The pattern is common among native speakers, but one that is less commonly used by those who have learned Hawaiian as a second language. However, it's quickly acquired by the Punanaleo preschool children by learning this mele. Melodically, Kukukumu is more challenging than the previous song. However, each verse contains many similar phrase structures, again with replacement of some of the vocabulary. Am I okay on time? Okay. So this here displays the movement of the pattern from the Nana Ea'u Mai Ea'u, which is what we would commonly hear from second language learners, a Nana Vau Ea'u Mai, the more native-like speech pattern that many second language learners do have difficulty with. And the final example I'll cite doesn't address language acquisition directly, but a cultural context. During the first Lina Poi Poi session, I noticed a notable example or interaction between the teacher and the student. A kumu was leading the students through the performance of a hula noho when two students began to misbehave and distract other students that were in their immediate vicinity. The teacher went to the student, continuing her vocal performance as she moved, and guided back to the students to their proper location within the Lina Poi Poi with the command, Enoho, be seated. At the end of the performance, the teacher instructed the students to come up where she was seated, one of them in each of her side, and instructed them to offer mihi, or an apology, for the rest of the class. After which the rest of the students replied, Wakala'ia, it's forgiven. The kumu reminded that all of the students that the mele that they had been performing was written for an ali'i, or Hawaiian royalty, and that such behavior was unacceptable during its performance. During the performance of that type of chant, students are expected to behave as if they were in the presence of that ali'i. So I've focused here, I'll wrap it up, on the use of music as pedagogy at the Punanaleo Ohilo Preschool and excited several samples which have relevance beyond the Hawaiian medium context. It should be noted that Hawaiian language acquisition is not the sole focus of the school, and the music is the vehicle by which culturally relevant and practical lessons in many other subject areas are delivered. Further research into the use of music and transmission of traditional and contemporary knowledge at these schools, as well as other Hawaiian immersion preschools is warranted. And I'd like to note, since the reestablishment of Hawaiian medium education in the state, critics have questioned its value in a predominantly English-speaking society. How will these children go to college and find meaningful employment, many have asked. The first generation of children who have received their education completely through the media of Hawaiian language graduated in the year 2000. So we've produced 8 graduating classes. Many of them have gone on to further their education at prestigious institutions of higher learning, not only in the United States, but abroad. One former student recently received his PhD in linguistics at Oxford. The success of these students in Hawaiian and medium elementary, secondary, and post-secondary is an affirmation of the use of the school's curriculum and pedagogy. And I believe that the school's extensive use of music and performance in the schools can be credited for some of that success. That's it. Mahalo.
Thank you, Keola. We only have 5 minutes for questions, but unless we go over into the next 10-minute break, so I'll...